Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're talking to you about the subject of how God will give you victory in your life. We've talked about so far how God is for us, how we're more than conquerors, how the promises of God belong to us, and how we have inheritance that we are to possess. We've seen the fact that we have the faith of Jesus Christ, and we can conquer the devil who is our adversary. It is a spiritual war that you and I are going to enter into. You and I must conquer sin, as sin has no dominion over us, and as we conquer sin in our life and we have true repentance and change our mind and walk in the ways of the Word of God, then we're going to see we're going to be able to possess the promises in our life. We're going to pick up where we left off as we continue this message on how you can have victory and conquer in your life. God wants us to have the fear of the Lord. We're to be walking in the fear of the Lord all the days of our life. In Proverbs 8:13, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogance, in the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. God hates these things. You and I should have the same attitude. We hate evil. We hate sin. If you hate sin, then you will turn away from it, and you will not walk in it any longer. In Psalms 55, verse 19, the Bible says, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. If a person doesn't change and turn away from the ways of sin, that shows the fact that they really don't have the fear of God. Because if you have the fear of God, you will not continue in that sin. You will have truly repented, and it will be evident by the change in your life, because you'll be walking in line with the Word of God. We also must set our will that we're going to choose the things that God wants. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19 and 20, he says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. God wants you to choose life. And when you choose life, in verse 20, it speaks of the blessings that we're going to have life, and we're going to have length of days, and we're going to dwell in the land, the promises of God that God has given unto us. Now, if you're going to set your will to choose the way of the Lord, we see something important in Luke 9:23. Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me. The word will is the primary verb in this phrase. Come is an infinitive. It literally says in the Greek, if any man wills to come after me. You set your will, you're going to come after the Lord. You're going to follow after him. What's the first thing you need to do? Let him deny himself. You got to deny yourself. Jesus denied himself. He didn't do the things that he wanted to do. He did nothing of himself. He only did the things that the Father wanted him to do. You and I are to do the very same thing. You got to deny yourself, because you're going to live unto God, not unto yourself. And then it goes on and says, and take up his cross daily. What is the cross all about? The cross is where something is put to death. What is supposed to be put to death daily? It is all the deeds of the body. You are to crucify the flesh daily. Put off all the deeds of the body. You don't let the body run you. You are now to be led by your spirit, not by your flesh. And then he goes on and says, follow me. We're going to follow him because we're going to walk in line with the Word of God, putting the Word of God first place in our life. We also must get our mind renewed to the truth of the Word of God. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, the Bible says we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The word transformed is a Greek word metamorpho, which means a change in species, where you're going to be changed from a carnal-minded person to a spiritual-minded person. And how's it going to happen? Through the renewing of our mind. This particular word in the Greek means a total renovation, complete change, a total renovation in our mind. This is why you've got to get the Word of God in you and allow your mind to be renewed to the truth and think on the things that God wants. It's important that you get the Word in your mind so you walk in the ways of the Word of God, because you got this flesh that's going to war against you. In fact, in Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about the things that he wants to do, he wasn't doing, and the things that he didn't want to do, he was doing. Paul talks about how sin was dwelling in his flesh, so he could not do the things that he wanted to do. And in Romans 7:23, he speaks of how something was occurring in his members, warring against the law of his mind, and bringing him into captivity to the law of sin that was in his members. Verse 24, he said, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" You see, you and I have a body of death that does not want to walk in the ways of the Word of God. In verse 25, he gives the answer. He says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." That means, with our mind renewed to the truth, then we're going to be able to serve the law of God and follow God's ways. But if we walk in the flesh, we're going to serve the law of sin, and we're going to see all kinds of destruction. This is why it's imperative that you crucify the flesh. Galatians 5:24 says, "They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts." And Romans 13:14 tells us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The word "put on" literally means to clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. You clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ when you get the Word in you. The Word is written in your heart, and the Word is written in your mind. And you're not to make provision. The word "provision" means forethought. You should not have any forethought for the flesh, to even yield to it for a moment, or any plans to yield to it, to fulfill the lust thereof. Instead, you're always going to keep this flesh under. You're going to crucify this flesh daily. You also must be ready to deal with Satan's attacks coming against you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible speaks of how Satan could get advantage of a person if we're ignorant of his devices. You're not to be ignorant of the devil's devices. He has all these wiles and tricks and strategies that he would try to bring against you. He tempts you. He tries to get you off the Word of God. But you are able to conquer, because Hebrews 4:15 speaks of how Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. If he conquered the temptation to sin, you and I can conquer the temptation to sin, because his Spirit is in us, and we have his Word, and he is coming into us through the Word of God, and he enables us to walk in victory just as he did. Matthew 26:41 says, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Your spirit is always willing or ready and prepared, while your flesh is never prepared to do anything. In fact, it wants to do things contrary to the Word of God. That's why you've got to decide that I'm going to get my mind renewed to the truth. Romans 8 verse 5 goes on and says, "Those that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but those that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." You got to get your mind on the things of the Spirit. If your mind's after the things of the flesh, whatever you want to do, your feelings, which is the voice of the flesh, whatever you want to do inconsistent with the Word of God, not considering what the Word says, which would be a carnal-minded person, then you're going to walk in the ways of destruction. If you mind the things of the flesh, a carnal mind produces death. But those that are after the Spirit, that means they're a Word ruled. They put the Word of God first place. They're thinking on what the Word says. That is one who has a spiritual mind, and it produces life and peace. Now, when the devil comes against your mind, what should you do? 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "Casting down the imaginations," or those mental reasonings it means, "and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." God wants you to cast down every mental reasoning. He wants you to cast down everything that would try to raise itself in estimation above the knowledge of God. And he wants you to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You're not going to let the devil have place for a second. Be ready to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled in taking your thoughts captive. In fact, you've got to be ready to deal with everything that comes against you. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful or anxious for nothing." If you have an anxious thought come before you, you're to cast that upon the Lord. The Bible says, "Cast all your care upon him, because he cares for you." So you're not to be careful or anxious about anything. If not, how are you going to get the victory? What are you supposed to do instead? In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, you're going to begin to start thanking God as you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus with thanksgiving. And you're going to let your request — the word "request" is a word itema, which means a demand of something due. You're going to speak the promise of God, making a spiritual legal demand according to what's due you, which are all the promises of God that have already been given to you. You're going to make it known unto God as you take hold of that promise in your life. What's going to happen? Philippians 4:7 goes on and says, "The peace of God that passes all understanding is going to keep or guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus." You can maintain the peace of God. You can have your heart and mind guarded so you don't let the devil come in. See, the reason why so many Christians do not have victory is because they let the devil have place in their mind and through their faculties, allowing evil to come into them. And so it hinders them. They get anxiety, fears, worries, doubt, unbelief, wavering. How are you going to be able to possess the promise of God? Or they got sin in their life, and you're not going to be able to stand against your enemies. God wants you to govern your mind. Philippians 4:8 says, "Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just or righteous, whatsoever things are pure or holy, whatsoever things are lovely, or those that are well-pleasing before the Lord, whatsoever things are of a good report, if they have any virtue or moral excellence, if there be any praise, think on these things." Think on good things. Do not let the devil have place in your mind. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." You keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Keep it thinking on him. You're going to stay in peace, and that really proves that you are trusting in the Lord. At the same time as the word is to be in your mind and also in your heart, then you also need to have it in your mouth. In Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." You can release death or you can release life. Your mouth is important. You got to guard your mouth. Proverbs 21:23 says, "Whoso keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles." You got to guard yourself so you don't cause trouble in your soul. James 1:26 says, "If someone seems to be religious, but bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, the man's religion is vain." This means if you don't bridle your tongue, you just speak whatever you want, you're going to deceive your own heart, because whatever you speak is also being heard in your heart, and it will deceive your heart. That's why you got to keep the word in your heart and keep the word in your mind and guard it so you do not give place to the enemy. And it's important that you learn to speak forth God's word. You see, when you got born again, you got this faith of Jesus Christ. You have a spirit of faith, and you are to put your faith in operation. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it's written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak." You have the word of God in you. You have the spirit of faith. You're going to put it in operation by believing the word in your heart and then speaking it forth with your mouth. In fact, in Psalms 45, verse 1 and 2, we see a tremendous promise where it says in verse 1, "My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." Your tongue, speaking forth words, is the pen of a ready writer. It's like writing something in the realm of the Spirit. The things that you speak are being written in the Spirit. Verse 2 goes on and says, "Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever." What are we to pour in our lips? The word of his grace, the word of God. God's grace will be released when you have the word in you and you speak forth his word. And then you will be blessed by the Lord. This is why you got to start speaking forth what God says and speak the promises of God into being. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.